Generally, this day is observed as the day of worshipping the goddess of learning, Saraswati Puja, the goddess of learning, who is considered to be one of the potency of Narayana, Saraswati. Saraswati, Bhak, sound, potency of sound, which may be used generally in two ways. In Upanishad we find Devi Devi Dito Devi, Paracha Paracha. Of the Brahma, two potency, the sound potency of two kinds. Of the Brahma, transcendental sound, and the ordinary mundane sound. So medium of mundane sound, we receive mundane education and we impart mundane education to others. So many transactions are done through mundane sound. And there is another sound, transcendental sound, that comes to help us to be out of this miserness astute aspect of the body. We are at the present living in the misunderstood aspect of the world, misreading. According to our special interest and the position as an exploiting unit, we are engaged in transaction through the sound. And that is the medium of sound we are binding us with this material achievement. But there is another transcendental sound which carry from the real conception of things from the transcendental standpoint to us. What you see, it is not so. Everything belongs to the Supreme Center. Try to read in that way, otherwise you will be frustrated. You will have to change your position. And according to the change of your position, you will find that you have misread them previously. If you have a birth of a tiger, then you will see the human body, however great he may be. You will see only food. Your food, you won't be able to recognize him as a genius, as Newton or Einstein or Alexander or so. The tiger will see his food in the moment. So all misconception, what is what? So the another type of sound, Shabda Brahma, Ved, and the revealed scriptures, they come to relieve us from this misunderstanding of misreading of the world, wholesale, and to put us, help us, to put us in the other world. Other world that God-centered. What is existing, what is his particular position in conclusion with the interest of the center. So Devi Vidya Devi Tobbi, Para Cha Para Cha. Apara means mundane, Para means transcendental. Transcendental sound can come from the person who has got transcendental realization. From that plane, vibration will originate from the deepest plane, and that vibration will be effective, effective to lead us in such a way that we can get relief from this mundane reading of things around. That will also come. Words may be the same, but the potency within, just the homeopathy, globule, all globule similar. But the, according to the potency inside, the result will differ. So, the sound may be the same, but from what plane the sound is originating, with what potency, that will help us to work out relief within us. The mental system will have transformation to see, to understand, to hear what is what. Whole self change will come. Revolutionary change will come in the mental system. So, one maya, misunderstanding, and another truth, paravidya, that will help us to get relief from all prejudices, local prejudices, and will take us to the universal reading of the things aside. Things around us. So in this way, this day generally, Bhagdevi Saraswati, generally people are interested with mundane learning, goddess of learning. This day is the birthday of Vishnu Priya Devi. Gaur Narayan's potency, Mahaprabhu comes to help in the relief of this mundane world through the sound, universal sound, Harinam Sankirtan. Vishnu Priya comes to help him in that country. And Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Vishnu Priya was left at home at very young age. But 100% faithful to that her husband. And after his departure, and he took sannyas and went away, Vishnu Priya faithfully, yes, she lived in the house left by him, and they took the name of Krishna. We are told that for counting, he used some rice. And as many rice was collected by the counting, he boiled them and dedicated them to Narayana. And he used to take that only, that quantity. After offering to the Lord, he used to take, so gradually emaciated. In this way she lived her life. When she was 14, then only Mahaprabhu left, took sannyas. And after that the whole life she lived making penances, penanceful life. She led in and after Shachi Devi departed, her brother was her guardian. And she ultimately had one murti, vigraha of Mahaprabhu, and used to worship him, husband god, Mahaprabhu. And that is being continued here in that Mahaprabhu's house. from Vishnu Priya's time, Mahaprabhu. So, this day of the year is connected with our holy memories. And it will help us greatly to take us towards Sri Chaitanya Dev, and we may get grace of Vishnu Priya Devi if we honor. We honor in her name. In the time and discuss about it, she will be propitiated, and Sri Chaitanya Dev Gaur Narayan also will be propitiated with us. And it will be a step forward towards a transcendental march. Today, then again the day of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he also appeared on this day, Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He is considered to be Vishobhanu Vedad, the father of Radharani. In Varsana, Vishobhanu is Varsana, in Vrindavan we find Radharani's father's home, Radharani's he came here to the Chittagong. And here as a Brahmin, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, the title of his scholarship. He was born there. And apparently he was a man of luxury habits. He had a house in Navadvip previously for the holy Ganges. All mostly who could provide, they used to have some house in the banks of the holy Ganges. Sometimes they used to come here and regularly took bath in the Ganges, and then lived in this holy place for some time, and then again went to his own home. For his livelihood. The Pundarik Vidyanidhi had a house in Navadvip. Gadadhar Pandit, you know, was the representative of Radharani herself here in Gaur Leela. Young boy. He is younger than Mahaprabhu. Mukunda Datta, one of the followers of appreciator, admirers of Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Dev. He also came from that quarter, from Chittagong. He knew Pundarik Vidyanidhi to be a man of high religious type. Religious means Bhagavata type. Krishna Bhakti. But outwardly, he was a man who lived a life of luxury. Well, to the man, in that small type, he came to Navadvip. And Mukunda Datta knew, because he was he came from the same place. He came to Gadadhar Pandit. Will you go to see a Vaishnava? Do you like to see a darshan of a Vaishnava? Yes, yes. Gadadhar Pandit was from his childhood very fond of Vaishnava, Krishna Nam. So much so, when Mahaprabhu came from Gaya, and he had much liking about Mahaprabhu Chaitanya, Gauranga, Nimai Pandit. But he was very afraid of Nimai Pandit. Nimai Pandit, whenever he found Gadadhar, he used to tackle him. with this and that words and thoughts. That quarreling, apparently quarreling with him, some question or other. So, after coming from Vaya, when Sri Chaitanya he expressed his devoted aspect. Then one day he said, Valadhar, from the very childhood he was a devotee of Krishna, but mind is all wasted in his discussion of the grammar and the literature, mundane. But you, Valadhar, my friend, your life is very successful. Fulfillment of life. From the beginning you are fond of Krishna Nama. So from the beginning, Galadhar had his heart towards Krishna. And Mukunda Datta asked him, will you go to see a Vaishnava who has come from far away? Yes, yes, I shall go. Take me there. So Mukunda Datta took Galadhar to that Kundalini Vidyalaya. Galadhar found, what sort of Vaishnava is he? He is in a rich colony and a bedstead sitting and the pipe smoking. And the pipe is also very rich pipe. And he has got his beautiful curled hair on the head. And so many valuable pastes are also smeared there. A very rich and a fond of luxury, a man is sitting on the bedstead smoking. And he has taken me to him. So, at heart he found disappointment. What type of Vaishnava you have taken me to the darshan? Mukunda Datta could guess that. And he told. He was a very sweet singer, Mukunda. He, with the sweet tone, he pronounced this slope from Bhagavad. Ahu bakijam stana kalakutam jihangshaya paayayadha pasaddhi devhi guti dhattu chitang tadannam kangva dayalum sharanam prayamam. This slope was chanted by Mukunda in a very sweet tone. Then that created a wonderful effect in the Pundari Vidyanidhi. The meaning of this sloka, you know. And Bhagavatam says, whom should we approach without Krishna? Who is so very kind, so very gracious, limitless grace in him? Why? Now the Boki, the Putana came to kill him in a treacherous way, taking the guard of Bhatri. A motherly guard, she came to kill him. And Krishna gave him the position of a motherly type of son. In the group of the mother, helping mother. So gracious the Lord, and leaving him, where should we go for our own good? That is the meaning. Bukijam stanakalukutam. In her breast, he painted some high poison, and came to suck the boy Krishna. So traitorous being, in the garb of the motherly affection, came to murder the boy. And she was given the so high position as the attendant of his mother. In the motherly group, she had upliftment there. So, so grace, so mercy, no consideration of the work, of the activity, of the action. No judgment. So much mercy. So giving that kind-hearted or gracious Krishna, where should we go to take shelter, to get help? Anata vihaṁśaya pāyaya prasaddhi revi gotiṁ dhātyu citaṁ tadannam kaṁvā dayādum saranam prayāṁ. So this entered the heart of Sundari Vidyanidhi and they began to vibrate. And they produced such force there, he was stunned. Then she having begun, then some man madly gesticulation and began to scratch his head, scratch his dress, and began to that convulsion, and by the feet of his feet, as though that tobacco, the tube, and the rich bedding under his dress, his stone, and began to roll on the ground and began to cry, Kangva Dayalum Saranam. Except him, whom shall we go to take shelter under holy feet? Began to chant and began to roll in the bed, in the floor, and cry aloud. Then Gadadhar thought, oh, I have committed a great offense in my mind, thinking that he is not a Vaishnava, who has got such a fashionable dress and style. But really, what a great Vaishnava is he, that the memory of Krishna, how wonderful effect this came in him. Then Gadadhara Pandit came out. Mukunda, I have committed offense against the great Mahatma. What will be my fate? I neglected him in the beginning. I committed offense. I think if I had taken mantra and become disciple of him, then he will forgive all my offenses. That is the only way to get out from this Vaishnava Parama. No other way. So I shall have to my master Gaurachandra, Gauranga, my Pandit, about this. Anyhow, they came out and the Gadadhar Pandit took the permission of Nai. Nai Pandit, he is chanting suddenly, Pundarik Bap, Pundarik, Pundarik Bap. None know that Pundarik has come from Chittaganta Navadi, but Vinay Pandit is taking his name, Bap Pundarik, in the mood of Radhagan, father, Bap, Father Pundarik, Father Pundarik. And Pandit chanting like this. In the mood of Radharani. Then when this offer came to him, yes, yes, very good proposal. At once go. Is Radharani Gadadhar Pandit? Is representing Radharani here in this lila. So father, Radharani is father, Pundari, the guru. Guru is like father, and the shishya like child. So Mahaprabhu at once approved, and Gadadhar Pandit took initiation from Pundari with Dhanaji, who was none but Vishwan Rai, father of Radharani, and Gadadhar was also in the incarnation of Radharani in Gaur Lila. Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Once Pundarik Vidyanidhi was very friendly to Swarup Damodar. Dharitasati, this Lila, Swarup Damodar. And he visited once Purushottam Puri. One of his characteristics was that he did not take bath in the Ganges. At night, he approached the Ganges and took some water and put on his head. At daytime, he did not come to the Ganges. He could not tolerate that so many persons, they would come and dive and they would spike there and they'd make dirty the water that is pure, holy water. And they are using in such a wrong way. And that when the people generally observe fasting, he used to take some Ganges water to purify it. That was his custom. Then when he went to Puri, he had some feeling, his sentiment was received some check, or he felt sorry. Felt some pain in his heart. That the priest to the servants of Jagannath, they generally use the cloth for Jagannath, which is not very cleansed. When the cloth is prepared, some sort of rice water, boiled rice water is necessary to taste for taste purpose. So, and that is considered to be untouchable, impure. So when it should be given to the deity, that must be cleansed in the water. So in Puri, that was not the custom, practice. They with that rice juice mixed with the painted with rice juice, that sort of cloth they use for Jagannath. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he could not adjust that. What is this? Took some offense against those. The servitors of Jagannath. That night, he got a dream that Jagannath Balaram both have come to him in dream and is giving slaps in both the cheeks. He has come here to detect the defects of my servitors. What is this? Samjitanku. Both of them is giving slap. And it was, the dream was so intense that when he rose in the morning, he found the boat be fixed. There was information there. And his first intimate friend was Swami Damodar. He was expressing that such is the case with me, Swami Damodar. That's my friend. I have this objectionable feeling in my mind against these Sargitas. So Jagannath and Balaram, they have punished me this way too, also in both cases. So, such is the, was the nature of Pandarik Vidyanti. Pandarik Vidyanti, in one word, he, the father of Radharani, that incarnation, he came here as Pandarik Vidyanti Yato. That is sufficient to, for us. What sort of reverence and devotion and mentality we should show to this day, the birth day of Pandarik Vidyanti. A slight correction of this day will help us a great deal in our advancement to our spiritual world. The third, two, three, and the third, this is the day also, the birthday of Raghunandan Thakur. You know, near Katwa there is a place named Srikhanda. There was a Kaviraj family. Kaviraj means doctor. This ancestral doctor to Kaviraj. He did many medicine and in that line, they are generally they are practicing this medical treatment, Kaviraj. So Raghunandan, there was one Mukunda Kaviraj, notable. Even the kings called for him for treatment. His son was Raghunandan. He was a bachelor whole life. He is also told as the incarnation of Pradyumna. Very beautiful figure. Extraordinarily beautiful figure. And very fond of dancing. And from the beginning he was, of course, a natural devotee. So much so, the Mukunda Kaviraj, Mukunda Thakur, they had their ancestral deity in the house. When Mukunda went outside, Raghunandan was a growing boy. And very recently, perhaps, got a Buddha, the sacred thread, and admission for worshipping. The father, leaving home, asked the boy, Raghunandan, I am going out, perhaps I want to return from the time. You please worship the deity and you feed them. Bhogam, you must offer bhogam for their food, the deity. Feed them. That was his expression. Please you try to feed them, my duties. He went away. They were great. And Raghunandan's mother, she cooked so many things and gave it on the house of the temple of the deity. And asked Raghunandan to feed the deity. Raghunandan went inside. when they are sitting going on, generally doors are shut. When they close the door, Raghunandan was offered and they pray to the Lord that you take this dish I am offering to each then. But Murti does not answer, does not come to. He began to cry. My father will rebuke. He has requested me to feed you, and you are not taking food. I will be punished. You have to take this food. This is the young boy began to cry in such a way that Krishna had to come and to take the dish. He was satisfied, came out. The mother came to remove the prasadam. But what is this? All empty? No, the deity has taken. You asked me to feed them. The deity has taken. You have eaten this. Yes? The deity never eats. We offer them, everything remains and we take the prasadam. You wicked boy. So, robe you have grown, but you have taken all these things. No, I have not taken. They have taken it. This is impossible. We foolish boy. We want to make a fool. It can never happen. He began to cry. No, I am sleeping with you. Yes, let your father come, then I shall ask him to punish him. In this way, Mukunda came. Raghunandan's mother complained that your boy has grown to be such a rogue. He also put to his father, yes, Viti has taken. He did not take in the beginning, but I began to cry. So Viti came and, is it true? Yes, it is true, my father, I don't speak lies. Can you show me? I shall try. So he was given the chance of worshipping, and one day, stealthily, his father could see that Viti was taken. So such type of devotee was Raghunandan Rao's father. And in Sankirtan he used to dance. It was a charming scenery with Natrata Mahaprabhu himself. And during the Jagannath Rasa Yatra, seven groups, special groups, began to sing and chant and dance. And then in one party from Srikhanda, and the other Raghunandan, the dancer, we find. So this is the day connected with the memory, holy memory of that Raghunandan Thakur, who is considered to be Uddhanna Avadar, and whose things are so. Many things are also connected. I am going on shortly, touching. It is also saying that he, in the, there is a tree called this Jambu tree, and according to his wish, every day this Kadamba Pushpa, he had to come in that tree for the worship of his own deity. So many miracles he has connected in his then, and he the fourth devotee, Raghunath Das, whom you know, he came from this from Krishnapur to somewhere in here, I don't know, we will just take that person. He came in the Kayastha. Kayastha caste. His father was a very rich man. About nearly 500 years ago, his father, two fathers, only one child. Father, two brothers, one only child, one, Raguna. Father and uncle, they are owner of a Jamindar estate. At that time, it was fetching 20 lakhs. 12 lakhs to be paid to the king, and 8 lakhs in the equivalent.
Profit
they had, 8 lakhs. That is the tax about it, net income. Net income was 8 lakhs, and the gross 20 lakhs. Only one child in the family. So adorable. Mahaprabhu after sannyas, he had the name of Mahaprabhu. They had closer connection with Advaita Acharya. And also they used to help all the Pandits, Sanskrit scholars and their stores, their schools. They have their annual contribution to all the superior scholarly persons of the time in Bengal. When Mahaprabhu took sannyas and from Ramkali went back to Advaita Bhavan, Raghunath Das came and saw him. And he became half man in love of Krishna. And the charm of Mahaprabhu, his beauty, and his personality, and his devotion, his preaching, his advices about devotion to Krishna, were melted his heart thoroughly. Mahaprabhu could understand. He did not leave Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu told him, go home. Don't be over enthusiastic. Control yourself. Keep your divine love for Krishna within your heart. Don't expect it outside. Don't advertise. A time will come very soon when Krishna will make his way make for you. Very soon you go now. Don't have an external show, but keep it in your within your heart. Srihav, Vihajav, Srihav, Nahav, Batu, Kame Kame Pailu, Bhamasindhu Kol. Gradually the chance will come to help your wife to go.